Welcome to Unsigned 5 and 8's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of August 23rd, 2024. Going to be a little bit of a different episode this week. Candy Ambulance is celebrating their 10th year, and they're having a party at No Fun. And because Candy Ambulance are one of my favorite bands, I'm just going to devote a little extra time to them in this episode to show my appreciation. We're going to play some songs from Candy Ambulance. I'm going to play some clips from an interview that I did with Caitlin of Candy Ambulance a couple years ago on episode 23 of the podcast, and maybe even talk to Caitlin currently and find out about what they have in store for the weekend. Also going to talk about a couple of shows coming up this weekend and play some music from singer Haley Renee. So without further ado, let's get started.
It's motherfucking Andy.
Just hanging around
with some local motherfuckers in the Dazzle Den. If you're in a local band and you're passing through town,
stop by after midnight
when the creepies come out.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den.
So up first, as part of the EQ Exposure and Unihog Summer Concert Series, the Sugar Hold are going to be at Unihog in Hoosick Falls tonight, Thursday night. It's going to be a hell of a party. I just was at Neckfest with the Sugar Hold and the Abysmals and E-Block and Big Lettuce and Young Alfredo and Beach Bodies. And it was such a kick-ass show. Go to my Instagram and you can see the backdrop. It was like Schenectady City Hall as the backdrop, and it was just, I don't know, it was super fun. So go check out the pictures of that. But again, Unihog tonight, EQ Exposure and Unihog presents their summer concert series. And actually next week, a week from tonight, my band, Shortwave Radio Band, is going to be playing at Unihog as part of EQ Exposure and Unihog's summer concert series. And we have a bunch of new shit for you, songs that nobody has ever heard. Songs that may end up on the upcoming EP that's being recorded next month, and who knows. But anyway, you'll be able to be the first to hear those. So go check out Sugar Hold tonight, Shortwave Radio Band next week, and I'm sure you'll hear me talk about that again next week. But anyway, up next, Saturday, August 24th at Empire Underground, A Little Overboard with Hard Luck Souls, Tom Atkins Band, Defy Logic, and Anomalous. Show starts at 6 o'clock and the tickets are $15. Again, that is A Little Overboard, Hard Luck Souls, Tom Atkins Band, Defy Logic, and Anomalous on Saturday at Empire Underground. So with it being the 10-year anniversary of Candy Ambulance, what we're going to do is I'm going to play, some Candy Ambulance songs. I'm hoping, actually, like as I'm recording this, it's about 5 o'clock, and I'm hoping a little later on this evening I'm going to have a phone call with Caitlin Barker of Candy Ambulance, and we're going to talk a little bit about what they have planned for the show at No Fun, and just, you know, check in, talk a little bit of very current stuff. But what we're going to do right now is on episode 23 of Unsigned 518, I think it's 23, I'm almost positive, early 20s of Unsigned 518, I sat down with Caitlin Barker at her apartment in Troy, and we, like, you know, really had a great conversation about her songs, her songwriting technique. It was just a really cool conversation. So go check out that entire episode. But what I'm going to do right now is there's a couple of songs that, you know, she really gets into detail about the meaning of, and I'm going to play those songs. But before I play the songs, I'm going to just play a clip of Caitlin and I's conversation from July 2022, and it'll go into like some detail about the song, and then we'll play the song. I'll do that a little bit, and then hopefully we'll get Caitlin on the phone for a quick phone interview a little bit later on. And right now, this is just a clip of Caitlin and I, and she is explaining the meaning behind the song Tramantic.
It definitely comes from a place of self-reflection on how I dealt with romantic relationships prior to having like worked out certain traumas. So like chasing down people that would reinforce things that I thought were how you love somebody or express love, but were actually the opposite.
Right.
At that point in my life, I had worked through having been in a couple of really rough and impactful relationships. And then I was like almost creating a bunch of like mischief in my life for this one person that I really wanted to date, who was, I knew, into me, but rejecting me because they were in a relationship. So fully what they should have been doing, right, being moral. So this song was definitely just me kind of examining, okay, like I'm behaving in this way. It's around drinking. It's around, trying to fill in some old wounds. I was taking a different approach with it. I was like choosing a safer person, but also like maybe becoming the more toxic person. So it's pretty much just like, and the content is like, hey, I'm out, I'm drinking. I got $47 in my pocket. Fuck it, baby. We can spend it all. Like get drunk with me. Let's make some bad choices. I'm feeling lucky. I take a shot, like in that I'm taking my shot with this person, but also like we're drinking. And I love that song because I feel like it's one of the most self-actualized or concise songs that I've written, where I'm like, I meant every word start to finish.
That was Tromantic, Candy Ambulance, here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. And so right now we're going to listen to another clip from my conversation with Caitlin. This time she is talking about the song Road Valium and how it was used as diegetic music in the movie Pam and Tommy. But anyway, so Road Valium is the one, and we are also discussing the word diegetic.
Uh-huh.
Diegetic is music in a movie that the character in the movie is actually hearing. So Road Valium was a diegetic tune in, it was called Pam and Tommy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what it was, it was coming out of Seth Rogen's headphones, uh-huh. correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And how did that come about? Like, that's huge.
Yeah. And it felt really huge. Okay. So we are with a licensing company called Crucial Music. It's a submission, based. Okay. So any musicians out there looking to place music, just it's crucialmusic.com, and you can submit 3 songs at one time, and then somebody reviews it and they'll say yes or no. So I think we have like 9 songs in their catalog at this point, but we actually just all 3 of the recent songs that we just submitted all got rejected. So it was like kind of one of those moments of like, again, humility, where like, I was like, oh, they'll take it. It's in the bag. And the guy who does the listening for them has actually personally reached out to us and was like, you guys stick out. And all I do is listen to music. Like, I listen to music all day, every day. And he's like, your stuff is a little personal for placing. Yeah. Cause I feel like it's very specific, like a specific lens. I kind of would like to get more into like pop writing, because I think that would sell more. And not that I'm like, well, I do want to sell out. I just want to be paid to make music. I don't really want anything more.
Sure.
I love touring. That's one of my favorites, touring, music videos. And then just like, I love the idea of like, of placing songs, of having something that the 3 of us made be a way that we make money. It's just really cool. A cool concept. But yeah, so everybody submit to Crucial, and know that they do reject you sometimes. And that's okay.
I'm used to rejection.
Keep submitting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is speaking back to, so Crucial placed us. It was our first placement with them. So we didn't really know like what the money meant. And it seemed like a lot of money to us. So we get that email and it's like, okay, it's going to be X amount of dollars. It's going to be in this episode of Pam and Tommy on Hulu. And then we looked that up and we're like, holy shit, it's Seth Rogen, Nick Offerman, Sebastian Stan, Lily James. Like, whoa, this is going to be huge for us. So yeah, the expectation for the money, we're like, it's gotta be I'm like, I wonder if it'll be like the ender, like, you know, like the credits. That would be like the coolest thing ever. Like,
and
when
you
the
didn't
subtitles
know
no idea
at all
no idea so in the subtitle yeah okay so no idea so we post about it without knowing what it's going to be. We had a party. Not a lot of people came, but we like had like a viewing party, and legit, it's imperceptible, you can barely hear us. So it was like this blow of like, man, I really thought that was gonna that was gonna be the thing to get me to the place of just getting paid. I don't want anything other than to like make what I'm making now,
right,
as a waitress,
but not having to.
But yeah, that's it. That's my only goal. Because it would create more time to do the thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it was just like one of those smacks in the face of like, you think you're at one spot or you think something's gonna happen, and then it's like not.
Well, I get so uncomfortable, cause I'm in love with everybody.
Candy Ambulance with Road Valium as kind of heard in the Hulu movie Pam and Tommy. Okay, so right now on the phone, I have Caitlin Barker of Candy Ambulance. I know earlier in the episode, I mentioned that we were going to talk to her. And this conversation is actually happening mere hours before the episode airs. So it's super current. So, Caitlin, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So, first of all, congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you. Yeah, it was just about this time, 10 years ago, like this time of year, that we started playing open mics. And I lived in Saratoga, and Jesse and John would come and visit me, and we'd get set up for the open mics. And then it kind of went from there.
So what we are here to talk about right now is the event that's happening at No Fun, and it's on Friday, right?
Yes.
So I guess tell everybody what's going on there.
So it's going to be us, and it's we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. And then Retail Drugs is celebrating an album release. We're also playing with Wiring and Joe Tyrone. So really awesome lineup.
I'm assuming it's probably like a 7 o'clock start, something like that.
Well, we always want to say that. it says music at 8. And usually with 4-band bills, we try to, you know, keep it pretty tight. 20, 30 minutes each. Yeah, so I 8 o'clock, but it's always kind of subject to how many people have showed up at 8.
And I guess, you know, other than the party on Friday to celebrate the 10-year anniversary, is, you know, what's on the horizon, I guess, for Candy Ambulance?
We've been writing some stuff. It's been difficult because we're not local to each other anymore. Right. John lives in Brooklyn, which has been fun because we've been able to play in Brooklyn a little bit more. So that's been kind of an area of focus. And I think really we just want to settle back down into just making music that we like. I think for a while, you know, when you first start, you're ready to like experiment and then you get better at your instrument, and then you're maybe a little more critical on like what you decide to do and like what progressions you want to take. And I think we ourselves had gotten a little like bogged down in like writing a perfect song or like a structured song. And we go back and revisit some of our early stuff. And, you know, while it may be, you know, more raw, there's a lot of kind of more interesting and like fun moving parts. It's almost like our older stuff is almost like prog. Like it has a lot of weird movements. And some of that I credit to like maybe really not knowing a lot about writing. You kind of have that like fresh perspective and everything feels new, and then you learn a little bit more about what you're playing on the fretboard, and it's like, oh well, that's the same note here, you know. I wouldn't have known that without learning a little more theory, so it makes it feel like a little limited. So I think we're trying to like let go of a little bit of ego and just go back to writing the fun songs that we like, and that's kind of our goal right now. And 10 years is a long time, especially having lost a lot of momentum during the pandemic. You know, it's 10 years, but it kind of feels more like 7 or 8.
Caitlin, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your evening to talk to me. I know we all have super busy schedules, and it's really cool that you would take the time to do this, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
So right now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play my favorite Candy Ambulance song. You know, I've been listening to them for years, since long before I was doing this podcast or was in a local band. It was actually just after I used to do a podcast when I lived in Saratoga. I just called it the Scullin Podcast, and it was just conversations with people. It wasn't music based. It was just kind of like whoever was an interesting conversation, I'd have them on the show. We'd talk shit, and that was a quote unquote episode. And I had done a music episode with the band Party Boat. Ben Garrett, James Gascoigne, and Mary Lou Ruin were in the band. And shortly after I stopped doing that podcast, like within like a year or two, probably 2 years or so. Actually, it would make fucking sense if this year, 2024, is the 10-year. 2 years after that, because that was late 2012, was when Candy Ambulance formed. And I remembered hearing them and seeing them, and I became, you know, not like a huge fan right out of the gate, but I was like, wow, you know, I really like their stuff. And then like a couple years went by and I like lost touch of the scene or whatever. And then I heard their recorded stuff and was like, what the fuck? This is so good. And like, then I became Candy Ambulance super fan that I am right now. And like, I listen to them a lot. I love just the way that they can take the three piece, and each one of them are so tight and good at their job, you know, like John on the drums and Jesse on the bass and Caitlin on guitar and vocals. Like each one of them are like irreplaceable in the, I don't know, like superpower, Wonder Twin, like activating shit. But like, I really, really love them. And this song to me showcases, I think, that more than a lot of the other ones, just for me personally, each one of their talents, because I just sometimes I listen to it and I just like focus on the drums, or I'll listen to the bass line, or I'll listen to the guitar, or like really pay attention to the lyrics, and each one of those parts blows me away. So I guess without further ado, it's my favorite Candy Ambulance song of all time. This is Bulldog, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
You broke your collarbone when you were 12 years old.
Before we go, like I've been doing, I've been playing a song that doesn't necessarily have to do with any events that are happening on the weekend. It's just a song that someone has either sent to me or that just came across my radar. And I was like, hey, I want to play that. So I'll reach out to the artist and ask their permission to play the song. But anyway, this one, it's an artist. Her name is Haley Renee, and she's been showing up in my Instagram feed a lot with really catchy tunes. And, you know, I'm a social media manager, as a lot of people know. So, like, I know social media game, and Haley has a social media game. So she's really killing it. And she has a single that's out now and another single that's coming out, I believe, like at the end of this month, maybe even right on August 31st. But just follow her on social. It's Haley Renee, HailyRenee. And right now, we're going to listen to the song that is out. It's available on Spotify. It is Broke Me Twice, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Pushing you away, but you always win. Guess I'm down bad, let you right back in. Say that I don't want you, let I'm in your bed. I can let you go, it just don't make sense. Try to change you, but you never would. Try to hate you, but I never could. Broke me once, broke me twice. Now I'm getting real tired of your goodbyes. Selfish eyes, faded eyes. Yeah, you're out of sight, but not quite off my mind. Broke me once, broke me twice. Now I'm getting real tired of playing nice. Selfish eyes, faded eyes. Yeah, you're out of sight, but not quite off my mind. Drunk, a little out of control. Now you want me to be your antidote. You're cashing out now while I pay the price. Honestly, sad, but I'm not surprised. Always say you'll change, but you never do. Yeah, I'm disappointed, guess it's nothing new. Funny how you hit me up out of the blue. When your damn mouth, how you always do. Broke me once, broke me twice. Now I'm getting real tired of your goodbyes. Selfish eyes, faded eyes. Yeah, you're out of sight, but not quite off my mind. Broke me once, broke me twice. Now I'm getting real tired of playing nice. Selfish eyes, faded eyes. Yeah, you're out of sight, but not quite off my mind. Try to change you, but you never would. Try to hate you, but I never could. Twice, now I'm getting real tired of your goodbyes. Selfish eyes, faded eyes. Yeah, you're out of sight, but not quite off my mind. Broke me once, broke me twice. Now I'm getting real tired of playing nice. Selfish eyes, faded eyes. Yeah, you're out of sight, but not quite off my mind. No.
That is Broke Me Twice, Haley Renee, and follow her on Spotify and Instagram. You can check the show notes wherever you're listening, and I will link to all the music that you hear on this and all the episodes. And that is it for this week's edition of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight, a very Candy Ambulance episode, I'm referring to it. Maybe I'll even call it that on the cover art. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, I appreciate everybody who listens. If you can do me a solid and rate and subscribe and like wherever you listen, it goes a long way. Like, if I get like 5 or 10 subscribers, it's a huge thing for me, and then it gets me in front of more ears, and then I'll get a little bit more. So if you could just do me a solid, super free, takes like 2 seconds, like, rate, subscribe, and if you could tell a friend, that's like amazing, or even like share it with them, like copy the Spotify link or whatever link and just fucking text it to them, be like, hey, check this podcast out. And, you know, maybe they'll listen and be like, nah, I'm not really into it. But, you know, maybe they'll listen and be like, all right, I like listening to this guy. But either way, I appreciate you because you're listening right now. So I am Andy Scullin. This is Untimed 518's Weekend Spotlights, and I'll see you on the road. Untimed 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening, or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/untimed518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.